Birthday usually include a party or gathering to celebrate the life of the person whose birthday it is. Although having a party is not a necessity for birthdays, we will be going over the steps involved when deciding to have one. Planning and inviting. The first thing you will want to do is plan a date to have the party. It does not need to be exactly on the date of the actual birth of the person the party is for. If the person's birthday falls on a Tuesday, you can very well have the party on Saturday if it's more convenient. A birthday party can be a surprise, it can be a special place, or it can happen simply at home. Coming up with a guest list and sending out invitations would be the next step. Below we will look at possible questions involved with the planning of a birthday party. My birthday this year is on a Monday. Should I have the party on a Saturday instead? Should we have a surprise birthday party? Who do I invite? What's the best way to send out invitations? Should we have people RSVP? RSVP means please respond. You are asking people to let you know if they are attending beforehand so you can plan ahead. Should we reserve a room for the party? Where should we get a cake? If you are asked any of these questions, here are ways that you could respond. I would have the party on Saturday, then more people might be able to come. It does not really matter. Have it whenever you like. He does not like surprises, so I would just do a regular party. A surprise party would be fun. Just make sure he does not find out. I would just invite family since it's a small party. You can invite friends and family. Make it a big party this year. You could just pass out invites when you see the people. I would mail them since it is a surprise party. I would have people RSVP so you will know how many people are coming. Having people RSVP lets you plan the party easier. I would reserve a room so no one else is using it. They require reservations so they can plan ahead for your party. We should get a cake at the bakery. We should get an ice cream cake from the ice cream store. Setup for a party can be time-consuming and sometimes expensive. Make sure you plan ahead and set up early if you can. How much you decorate depends on how much you want to spend. If you decide to reserve a party room, they typically will decorate and even cater the party, which will add to the cost. Here are some questions commonly used when setting up for a party. Should we reserve a room? Should we get there early to decorate? Should we buy decorations? Should we have the party catered? If you are asked any of these questions, here are ways that you could respond. If we reserve a room, we could have them decorate for us. Let's just have the party here at home to save money. Yes, if we get there early, we can decorate and be done with it. Not really, we can decorate any time. Yes, we should go out and buy lots of decoration. We can just use stuff we have around here. We can just make a couple signs. Having it catered would be great. Then we do not have to cook. Catering is too expensive, let's just cook the food ourselves. The party. After all the hard work planning for the party, it's time to enjoy yourselves. Make sure the guest of honor is having a good time and remember this party is about them. Here are some questions commonly used when setting up for a party. When is he going to open presents? When are we going to have cake? How did you find the caterers? Should we yell surprise when he walks in? Are we going to play any games? If you are asked any of these questions, here are ways that you could respond. He will open presents after we eat. I think he will open presents after we eat some cake. We will have some cake later on. I am not sure. Did they get a cake? I found the caterers on the internet. My neighbor recommended the caterer. Yes, we should all hide. Then when he walks in, we jump out and yell surprise. Don't yell too loud, you might scare Grandpa. I think we are going to do some karaoke. They have some games scheduled for later on.